do. There's a Rashba on the Marma Kovas and Brochas of your Zion and Beis.
And it's interesting. Many of you, I saw someone had the wisdom of Xeroxing it for those who don't have. The Rashba is as follows. Closely with Shalim with the two Lashonim's wife, Usher, to do mitzvahs during the period of which we call Aninus. And he has a remarkable conclusion. What is he saying? The Brisa says the Shabbos makes of the Ochel Bos of a Shosu Yayin with Varach and Matam with no and if so but. If we take into account the consideration of Machshichin al Atchum, which was remember brought into the discussion by the Mandeoma who held Yisrael Masol to defend himself from this, the Brisa Potem Mitzki Ashofa introduced the concept of Machshichin al Atchum. If so, the Rashba seems to be saying, the Brisa should not have been so same. Chayev and Mitzvahs and Shabbos should have said that there's an exception to the very last 10 minutes is Machshichin al Atchum. So therefore, what the Rashba seems to be saying is this punkt verkehrt, that the last 10 minutes of the day is like this. If the person is not taking care of Tzorchei HaMeis, so what's his halachic status? If you hold Yisa Maso, as the Ushami in fact says, Kimishu Nosei Maso, what does that mean? That the burden is considered to be upon him because of the possibility that he has to take care of Tzorchei HaMeis. I, he exercises the option not to take care of this, so what? Does it make a difference? The Maso is on him, and if he decides not to do it, doesn't make a difference. If the Yisa Maso exists in the last 10 minutes. But the old Kvoda Shomeis, it comes down to the Maskana, Pung Fakeret. It's the same as I explained to you last week. It's right with the Gavala, the Gavala, to what I said. So though at the beginning the Gemara thought that Kvoda Shomeis is the Tzorah, which would in fact Asa Mitzvahs the Shabbos, now turns it to the flip side, as the Rashba says. If you hold Kvoda Shomeis, to the contrary, if you are Chayv Mitzvah Shabbos, the entire Shabbos, from the beginning to the end, that's the Stam Brisa in the Rishonim of Chayv Mitzvahs. Ah, you'll ask what changed. So as I explained to you, Kvoda Shomeis even assuming it means, as the Rashba seems to assume, like what we call the Levushit Shabbos, that it means that it's not right for you to ignore the mace and take care of your own mitzvahs, including whatever mitzvahs you want to do. Not right? Oh, but on Shabbos, that's a push. I just saw the vices in the grow. A person's supposed to concentrate on Shabbos. So the fact that you're focusing on Shabbos straight up until Tezuk HaKovim, and you're not going to take advantage of cutting corners and doing Nashik HaLatchum, that's not considered a bizarre in the Kovat HaMeis. And therefore, if you hold the Stam Brisa, which says it's Chayav and Mitzvah, implies to the contrary, you Chayav the whole Shabbos straight through from beginning to the end, because we are going with Kvod HaShem, as opposed to Yisra Maso. Aye, what do you do? Potem Mitzki HaShofer. What do you do? Potem Mitzki HaShofer. So the Chori can say Pshat like this. Potem Mitzki HaShofer, as the Potem Mitzki HaShofer, so the day which held Yisra Maso explained, Machshik HaLatchum, tells you that the possibility of a Mashiach HaLatchum explains why it's part of the author to do mitzvahs in the last 10 minutes. You have a responsibility, so the burden's on your shoulders. I think Pshat, so Kvod HaShomeis, the last 10 minutes, part of Mitzki HaShov, I think you have to say Pshat, the Maskonah to Rashba, it's someone, a fellow who's actually being Mashiach HaLatchum. He has two options. He can be Mashiach, he can sit at home till Tays. If he's Mashiach, he'll be part of Mitzki HaShofer because he's actually doing something which he's allowed to do to take care of the Tzorchei HaMeis. But if he should decide to be a Machman come the Shabbos and to stay home, then he would be Chayiv L'Chora the entire Shabbos. And that's the Stam Brisa that says Chayiv the entire Shabbos. That's why I wanted to read the Rashba. I think it fits into what we said earlier. Now this is just a bonus, because when I assigned you the Rashba, that wasn't my main focus. It's just, I think it's a bonus that we got from the Rashba. I really wanted primarily the second part, which is the next line. Umiu bachilas boshes tias yayin nireh, shem yesh mitzvisim aso, nireh shum mutter, shein ala kadesh lo yimashik achar yachilas ushtiyos, lo yisafir kruas meso. In other words, the whole brayse of the Yerushalmi is 2 days, it's only talking about mitzvahs. When it comes to boshes yayin, it's clear, yesh mitzvisim aso, mutter lo boshes yayin. Vechein eidu amen etam, shem yisachosav adiyu v'yacheres, ocha boshes v'shos yayin, yama me'acha sheyesh lebal shechayim v'kruas yayin, osu lo boshes yayin. But what? He wouldn't do mitzvahs. That's the Rashi's version of what happened to my Rabbi Natan. He would not do mitzvahs. Why would he not do mitzvahs? He would not do mitzvahs because of Kvodah Shemesh. And what does Kvodah Shemesh mean? The Levush is Shai. He can't do it. He can't lift a finger. Kvodah Shemesh should be Chored Menival. I Shabbos? No. The Matzgona, he says that Shabbos is such a holy day. He should be completely focused on Shabbos and not be Chored Menival. This all this emerges, I think, from a careful reading of the Rashi. Cain, Hoya, Nirali. Okay. Let's now go to where we left off on Friday Shir. I want to read with you something from the Chidushim of Biyurim, Raphaim Zalman Magolius, which relates to what we spoke about last week. Can there be a hiatus, a gap, between what we call Aninus and Avelus? So that's an interesting discussion. In the back of the regular Shulchan Aruch, they have what they call Chidushim of Biyurim, the Agraz, which is Raphaim Zalman Magolius, and in Chav Zayin, he says the following. So they start throwing the dirt on the coffin. Takes them, or 20 minutes, so I finished they're filling in the dirt. So in that 20 minutes, you don't have a Velus, and you don't have an Ibis. That means what can you do? You can say Kriya Shema and Davin, even though you don't have to take off your shoes. So they're living a kind of a charmed life. He quotes over here that the Magen Avraham says so in Siman Ayin Aleph. Okay, and he quotes the Ma'aril. And the Mama Mordechai asks the Kasha, Kevin, then Avelus Maskwash Acha Kstima Sakever, Mashwash Ad Hahi Shait Yesod Din One, Vyatul Bosa Vyayin, that's exactly what the Maharal Mordechai says. No! The possibility exists. That's neither here nor there. We talk about it by Rikus, and he suggests to Maskara that the possibility does exist. I still don't understand, frankly, what's going on with Avraham. Granted, it could exist, but why does it exist in this case? Why should the aninus be terminated as soon as a little bit of dirt is thrown on top of the coffin? You haven't finished the kfura yet. Who can you start the kfura? I don't understand it. Kshalasma, yes? What do you mean? They added more dirt. What are you talking about? It takes 20 minutes to do a kfura. You have to do a kfura. It takes a lot of shoveling to do. Yeah? Very good. The Iker it is, but the Tuffel is pretty significant too. So that should be enough to make you into an Aninus. I think that's what we generally assume against the Magen Avraham. I don't know. Anyone have a shot? Forget about the possibility exists and not exists in people. Why should it be so? I say I was home for Shabbat. I forgot to look up the Maril. I had in mind a lot of other things were going on. So I do we have a Maril here in camp? I don't even know if we have a Maril. I'm just sure. I think it's in the Maril Himmel. We'll look it up later. I think it's in the Anhogas Maril. So usually Maril means. Okay. If someone can find what the Svar of Maril is, will be appreciated. All right. That's this Nakuda. Now, let us continue, please. We mentioned on Friday again the distinction between. The mace, remember that we had the Pshat, which we thought was correct in the Ramos of Gimel. After the whole detective story, I saw some of you looking up in the different sofa back and forth five times. So we thought that maybe the Pshat is correct, that the mace comes with Melka Macher to you, as per similar to the Rabbeinu Yonah traveled in Rabbeinu Tam. So it's a two-day trip, so you're not considered to be in the category of an Onen. So the very sofa correctly points out, that there's nothing to do. So if you have things to take care of, Mamish, you have to go buy a grave, right? You have to find something to whatever you have to do, then you're an owner immediately. I think it's a dumber portion. And what's the idea of 2 days? So the difference, so he says 2 days means an overnight stay. So he says, what, 2 days? It's the Icarus Tali, you have to stay overnight. So that's an interesting thing. Today, people travel straight through the night. Straight through, you know, planes and trains, and everyone's traveling straight through the night. I don't know how you measure these things. And nowadays you can travel the whole world in a day on an airplane. No, but what you can travel on an airplane, but no planes are flying, they're not scheduled. I mean, I don't know how you figure all these things out in the materials of today. I'm not exactly sure. Generally speaking, we assume if a person goes with a company to make to Eretz Yisrael, right, so if the plane leaves, I don't know, at night and arrives the next day, we assume that the person accompanying them in the plane has the status of Anina straight through. Even though obviously you can't do anything for that period of time. The mace is in the cargo section and the person's in the passenger section. The general assumption is that Anina is continuing. Of course, it goes back to what we spoke about earlier. The has faith that it's supposed to follow. And we might extrapolate from this shot, which is the pashtus in the Ramah, to the case which we spoke about earlier, Malava Mesamate, that maybe there's a tremendous gap. What happened? Was it a 2 week trip? In the old days, they had to go on boats. 2 weeks to go from New York to Tel Aviv. Let's say one person gave a tzavoy, wants to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Put them on a boat for 2 weeks. And then the son, the brother, accompanies the mate. Well, he's not going to die for 2 weeks. He's going to say, that's for 2 weeks from now. Joke. Can't be that way. So presumably the same idea would apply over here, this kind of 2 day, you know, the reasonable theory. It's reasonable. Less than 2 days. How do you define it? So the minig is, at least, when you're going across the ocean, it takes 11 hours to fly to Eretz Yisrael, that's not too long of a period of time. It should be considered like 2 days or more. And then it continues. If it would be a boat, it's 2 weeks. I presume the post can help then, when people go by boat. Wasn't that long ago? Well, how long ago? It was 40 years ago. Many of you went by boat to Eretz Yisrael. I presume it could be even made someone who was taken by boat. I would have to imagine that during that 2 weeks, he was kind of a mistress. Came there early. Okay. Narabosai. What happens? Another group discusses the following case. The Shulton, the government, says no burial for 48 hours. No burial. In Switzerland, I think it may still be the rule. Anybody ever come from Switzerland here? I think it's maybe true to this day. Because they are afraid of false deaths. You know, there was they got it wrong. For 48 hours, probably got it right. So, someone must have made a mistake. I don't know what. They were banging on the kever. Get me out of here. So they made it. I'm not kidding. The Chassam Sefer told me they had these things in certain parts of Europe. I think it may still exist in Switzerland. I'd like to see how many relatives there. I'm curious. What's going on? That's what I was told once. Maybe they finally can't throw the light, but maybe not. So the Noda Behuda says, you're considered to be an O-name because you're busy with Tachrichim, you're busy with Nisarim, means the planks for the coffin. You're busy hiring Safdonim, Ulahamsi Anoshim Lavoso, to get all the people to come to the Levaya. That's the case of which the Divrei Sofer quotes in Sifkot and Ayin Aleph from the Noda Behuda. That seems to be applying, as we said, on Friday, to our situations as well. You give over the Chevra Kaddish. Oh, we don't do Tachrichim, we don't do Nisarim anymore. They have that, they take care of that. But the Safdonim and the people that come to the Levaya, all the phone calls, etc., as I said on Friday, this would be another reason, that's the reason, actually, why Anina still applies in that kind of a case. So the Noda Behuda's other reasons we weren't so excited with after our whole analysis of what I got Maimini meant and what the Rabbeinu Yonah meant, it just didn't come out like the Noda Behuda. But here, in this Nakuda, the Noda Behuda seems to be correct, and that's why the bottom line we said on Fridays, there's so many telephones, etc. They mentioned the Chachmas Torah, who was arguing, who was complaining, was referring to a case where there was no Hespedim on that day. Okay, this is what we spoke about. Now, let's go on. Rabbi Sag. In Sifhei, Shin Mem Aleph Sifhei, this is the important Sif, we've spoken of it before, but let's see it again. Shin Mem Aleph Sifhei. Calls man for Nikbar Ameis in a Cholos Minav of the Tzandol, they know the Yachayim at Yifas Arosh, the Kriyas Amita, I will also Leishev Alisha and Algabi Mita, Afilu Kifuya. You have to sit on the ground. Mr. Ramban says, based upon the Masech of Smokas. Correct the Biur Halacha, we don't do it anymore. We just don't do it anymore. How come it's not done? Why don't we do it? You see people do it? I've never seen people do it. I just haven't seen it. Why don't we do it? You know, it's a halodavro. We just don't do it. It could be that although the Sefer Smachos says and the Rabban quotes it, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, the minhag is not to follow the Shita of Rishonim. Why? Because the impression of the Shas Babli is against. Why? Eino Meisav V'Ochel. What's the implication? Eino Meisav V'Ochel. Oh, that's not. You're not Meisav V'Ochel. But to sit in a regular chair, you can. Only you cannot sit on your regular chair and your regular when you're eating. But stop to sit on a chair, in general, would be permissible. Could be that Shas Babli is mashma against the Masechus Shlomo. There are a few other places where the Beis Yosef says, it says this is Masechus Shlomo, they know who called Sorko, it says. And the Beis Yosef says, we don't follow that way, because the Shas Babli is mashma fakir. This could be another example of quanta arminic, although it is against the din, Bafurish, in the Shulchan Aruch L'chora. The Geshe Rechaim were too weak. They're too weak to sit on the floor, sleep on the floor. You know, here in camp, we won't, we're not allowed to speak on the records, but even though to whatever, they always mattresses. Now they'll hear you need on the floor. So, because a mattress might be somewhat equivalent to Mita Kfuya, a little bit. So anyway, for whatever reason, the minhag is not that way. Okay, I want to read you a Ramban in page I in Gimel. I should look in, we'll read it together. Okay, page I am Gimel. Again, on the Mar Mekaymus. I am Gimel. The Ramasul of the Indian. Whoever has it, if you have the green edition, I think it also has it. They found it. The Ula Indian. Yes, I'm not going to find it. Talks here about the Machlokes in the Gemara. You know, let's open the Gemara first. We never, we always start out with. It's important that we have a Gemara open. Just if someone walks in the middle, I mean, I just have a Gemara open in this case. All right, about the Chav Gimel on the day. Same sugar, we're still having booze from the sugar. The Gemara says, towards the bottom of Chav Gimel on the day, it's on Shabbos, Yechaya, Bekrishma, Betrila, Betrila, Kometzim, Vatara. Rabbi Gamliel, Omer. Two different gears. Rabbi Gamliel, and the title of Shema Gamliel. Mitoch, Shinitzkaya, Ve'el, Nitzkaya, Bekula. Rabbi Yochanan, Tashmish Amita Ika Benayu. Alright? Tashmish Amita Ika Benayu. Is this individual, the state which we call Anina, on Shabbos, is Tashmish Asur or is Tashmish Mutter? That's the Shaila. That's the Shaila. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan? So this is a Machlokas HaTanoi. Machlokas HaTanoi. Oh, good idea. Everyone should get your Ramban. Good idea. Everyone should look inside the Ramban. So now we have this Machlokas HaTanoi established. He quotes the Machlokas, and he paskins, Halach Ketana Kama the Oster, and Rashbag is wrong. Aye, let's say Halach Ketana Meku Ba'ovel? No. Mesa Mutal Lefanav Eina Bechlau. The Chmirush Bechlodosh HaMesa Lefanav, and you don't say, but what we call Aninas, you don't say Halach Ketana Meku Ba'ovel. Fine? Fine. Good. Aye, it's against the Gemara in Ksubit. So this is going to be the next topic. Avel Tzachoska is all about that Gemara and Ksuba. So we're going to preview over here. What does it say? We may say the Mishal Chos, the Mishal Kala, Machnis, the Mishal Chedek. Chos the Kala Chuba, Bo, the Mishal Parish. But no, actually, it's the Mishal Mishal, the Rachach Shnol Shriz, the Avel. The Chol El Tanay Yom, who Yashin, Ben Hashem, Vigay, Shtir, Shin, Ben Hashem, Zit, the Yichud. As opposed to regular Avel, my time of Avel Alma Chamiule, Avel Tzachoka came and Akilu Berabada and Kilule, who were afraid to be Mekil, because there was already another cooler. My kibusa. This is the Gemara of Abdallah of the days in Subit. Elay with the Kartani Baldus Mitsu Poresh. That's the cooler they're allowed to be, No. Hosta Mishim da Katil of Chayal Alea Velus. Whoa. Alma Mishim Mesa Mutu Lefanav Asila Bechol Mutu Mitashma Shamita. Vav kibusa. Here's the right to the Ritz Geyer. The Ritz Geyer says, that it's Tashmish Amita is looked for an honest. It was before Shigamon Ksubis. You can't believe it, but the Ritz Gaius said so. Gedolia, one of the all-time Gedolia. Va'od, this is a typo here. It's not Va'od, but Va'od. Okay. This second question requires a very careful read. What I'd like to do, you know what? Let me skip it for the moment, because I'll come back to it. I'll come back to it. Just skip this sentence. Just skip these, it's a little less than three lines. Hayilo kasha midi. The question, no question. Why? Tochi amina. Avelus tohocha bi'idna di'akati lochala ale avelus Hu da kilu be'rabanan. Not that there's no kula. Avad, there is a kula. But the kula is only what we call aninus. Okay? The kula is not available. It's proper. The kula is an aninus. So therefore, people are not going to be mazal on the avad is proper. The Abba feed the remark of Machera, so of the Shamash, the Shimon, by Kachalis, Kikura, so. Kani Tiru. Our Mishachol, our Avelos, Lo Akiluba. Who Misham Kilusa, the Kame, Simas Golel, Lo Asa, the Zule, Avelos, Ikashiva. So the only may Avelos, with Simas Golel, Avelos, Hamurimain, who Misham Mesa Mutal, the Fana, behold in Am, who Mikilsa, the Hamir, to the Gamayinch. Bamba. So the Torah, we're back to where we were last week. Pilei Pleim! Rambam, we understood, held like the Gaonim, that Avelis Gamishin is the Oraisa, and Shiva is the Rabbana, so therefore kind of the other way around. What's he saying over here? What's the Rambam talking about? If you ask the Talmud Chacham who learns the Rambam and say, what's the most serious day of Avelis of the Shiva according to the Rambam? He'll tell you right away, the first day. Avelis Gamishin is the Oraisa. The whole business with the riff, etc., with the Gaon, and the whole story. What's he saying over here now, Fakir? That Shiva, the sixth day of Shiva, is more chomer than the time of Aninus. Pum Fakir! That's a tremendous kasha. So Tani has his new Haaretz today. If you want to say that all my pulpulim are lashon, all for naught. He says as follows, I've worked with an assumption all along that the Ramban holds like the Gaon, which he usually does, that Avelis Gamishin is the Oraisa, and against the Rambam that it starts by the Kvura, it starts really right away, except that it's Gamesh Nifsadim, as we explained at such length, and we spoke about it by Rikos last week. But Tani has what he called a heretical suggestion. You won't hang him for this. At the end of this lengthy discussion, the Rambam writes as follows, Ad kane siga datenu the taret divri agonim ulamed aleim skut. Tani said, well, the limit's close. But the Ramban himself was never saying to us clearly that he's tasking like he's going. Maybe Paskins, I don't know, doesn't tell us. Maybe like the Rambam, or maybe, believe it or not, even like the Balei HaTosfos. Because he quotes them both earlier. He quotes the long children from the Riyah Zaken, didn't say boo. That was the whole discussion we had last week, how can he do that? And on page Kuf, so was it another Marma Thomas? Kuf Ayin Zayin, I think it was. He quotes the Rambam and doesn't argue with him. He quotes the Rambam. That this, you know, it's not Kalan to listen to the Kvura. And then he says, Va'anokon Old Lomar. There's another way to say Pshat in the story of David HaMelech, for example. She'en HaMelech Rasha L'Navel Atzul Me'evlo or Duama. That's Anokon Old Lomar. That was corresponding to what we call the Limud Zchut at the end. Maybe the Ramban himself, maybe, this is Tani's heresy, maybe really holds like the Rambam, that nothing happens until the Kavura. And now it's fit very well, this, we did not discuss before Tani, but it's fit very well with this Ramban and Pejai and Gimel, who solve all the world's problems just based on my whole Kasha doesn't begin. I was just so convinced that the Ramban really held like the Gaon, and that was based on all my questions. Yes, Ali. Oh, you're so smart. That it was ha beer by day, has to show him. But the problem is, here's another problem, again, that's the same change. The Ramban himself asks the Kasha and says, Reish Yud Beis, go over to Gimel, it's on your yellow sheet. How can we allow Baal Yud Beis to perish? What is the answer? Osi Asay, the Yud Beis, and the Zohar, the Asay, the Reish of what? Of Avel. That's what he says. But if you're right, Elliot, that the person died by day and the beer is the next night, there's nothing to talk about. The Rosh gives you a terrorist. The Rosh here in my cousin, on the Mount of Carthage, the first Mount of Carthage, gives you a terrorist. That's Baal Bismuth is a night, and on either side of the Rabbon. That's the Rosh says. But Ramban didn't hold that way. Why not? I guess he'd say, Hakka the Maskin, and the person died at night. He died right after, you know, he died right after it got dark, and then the wedding was scheduled for later. So he pulled off, he used to bury at night, and would hold off the Leviathan until the next morning, and it's all business for that night, that's for the first day, it's the Yom Mitzvah Kavura, that's that day. The Divrei Tzom wants to suggest a Chiddush Neiro, which I don't accept, that maybe Halayel HaOlech Achar HaYom. Yes, it's Kashi. It shouldn't end days. I don't believe it for a minute, because the Rift is the Feir Sakeh. That Adin is Lailah Zerabonim. That's the whole Rift, that's the whole discussion over here. And Agamash Lo Kalocha, that's Kitzah, you're raising a good point. The Rosh says like you, but the Ramban says to go against you. Yes. Could be, okay. It's a possibility. I don't know how long they would wait, not wait. It just depends when he died. It's an unknown. Rosh said it, Rabban, for whatever reason, didn't say it. Oh, didn't say it. Okay, so if Tani is right, then of course, I guess there's nothing to talk about. If you guys don't have to talk about it, you just have two, in the second, you have two parallel streams in the Ramban, one like the Ramban, let's see about, well, three parallel streams. Ramban never took a stand. He has the Riyaz Zakin, who presumably holds the Avelis as the Rabbonah, then he has the Ramban, then he has the Gonin, and he never really takes a stand. So if he doesn't really take a stand, so then you're going to know, are all parallel series? There's no series. It's just every place is going to a different Shita. It doesn't strike me as being so captivating this shot, but maybe. I don't want to rule it out. Okay, but assuming that my original shot, that the Ramban's heart lies, as it often and usually does, with the Gonim. He's a Gonim man. And the Gonim are right, and the Rif is right, and the Avelis HaMishnah is all right, and it starts from the Misa before the Kfura, except Iskenes and Sodom. What in the world do you do with Page I and Gimel? What do you do? What do you do with Page I and Gimel? Pilei Ploya, no? Backwards. Mamish backwards. Backwards. So I have a terror. Again, you probably laugh. But I'll tell you anyway. Rabbi Sain, the Gemara Ksubas Avdalid is talking about human psychology. That people are going to make mistakes. There's one kula. They'll opt for a different cooler. Right? That's what the Torah is discussing there. It's a human psychology. The average human being, I'm sorry to say, is not a big time of company. Right? Present company excluded. Everybody has Baruch Hashem. But the average human being is not sitting here in this message. That's a big time of company. And even our bonus sometimes are not so attuned to this. You know, I was trained by the Rav and other. The first question I had to ask is, the Raisa or the Rabbana? Rav Shekhar Shita once told me a story. There was a Dayan who lived in Washington Heights, and Rav Shekhar was very young, and he was a young, newly married, and living in the Heights. He was talking and learning with this other person who was not trained by the Lithuanian school. And every time he asked, tell Rav Shekhar, was it a Darais or a Bonin? After he said, I mean, you can't exhaust it. What did you say a Darais or a Bonin for? This is the first event. What? It says, who cares? We can't tell it, but who cares? Our whole learning is based on something Darais or a Bonin. But the average balabas doesn't know the difference, and even certain rabbanim don't go with that mahalach, I understand. Here's a pshat. The average balabas knows only one thing. Once Nisam HaGolel, everything is up. Before Nisam HaGolel, this is your heterim. I can wear shoes, and I don't have a tefillah sarosh, don't experience tanita. So in the average balabas's mind, before the kfura is more cow than afterwards. I'll tell you, and before the Kfura, maybe even after the Kfura the first day, the rites are floating around. And after the second day, till the seventh day, is on the Rabban, that's the Talmud Chacham, the sophisticated person. But the average Baal HaBos doesn't know from all these things. And therefore, he'll be Megel in this fashion. He'll say, that if they're Megel Navelas, you can lead to an additional Kula. If they're Megel, they gave you a break, and everyone knows that he needs more Kal than Navelas. For the average Baal HaBos. Okay, it's a balabatish a terrorist. But you need a balabatish a terrorist, it's a balabatish a gemara. They don't want to dodge balabatish. And I think it fits, you know. It fits in the min bimino. So I think it's a possible terrorist for this kash. I do confess, though, that the lashon of the Ramban did throw me. And as a matter of fact, this is what led the divrei sofer to his conclusion. The Ramban said, they didn't. At the Ramban, he holds it all the Raisa, but until the Kfur is the Fakeach, and after the Kfur is the Avela straight. That was the whole thing we spoke about last week. What Akiva said, and my whole shtickle terror was all wrong. It was based upon this language in the Ramban, the page Ayin Gimel. So again, once again, I'm going to be balabatish and say that yes, true, that the Ramban used the expression of the Fakeach, and Bukhari didn't really have to, he should have said there's a Avelis proper, because Avelis Daraisa exists, like Avelis Daraisa exists, but what will happen in the Solomon case? You know, there can be easily cases in which the person dies in the afternoon, and the Kfura could be later at night, or the next morning even, things of this nature. So there would be no avelus, no arise in this kind of a case. So the question becomes, there's no avelus, arise in that kind of a case, so why is it also that night? What happened? Why also the shamash that night? Let it be a, we'll call a hiatus. There's no avelus, arise. So if a person died in the late afternoon, the four in the morning, my simple yom in America, so that night should be mutter, said Rabbi, no. Avavisha asu alav l'shamash shereishir b'fakech aliskei kfuroso, etc. Enochinami, if it happens to still be the same day as the Misa, then it really will be Misa Dorais. But that doesn't encompass all the cases. The Rambam is trying to save time. Yes, Balabatish, he's trying to find a case. Find a reason which encompasses all the cases. So the reason which encompasses all the cases is l'fakech aliskei kfuroso. That's going to always take care of the issue. Once again, I wanted to say a potential pshat in this Rambam. Oh, Narabosa. I want to go back to a few other ha'aras in this page. You got my main thrust. That's my main thrust of the main nakuda here in the Rambam. But I want to discuss now a few more ha'aras. Number one, Rabosa. What's that sentence that we skipped? Let's read it again. Let's read it the first time. We haven't read it yet together. This is a very complicated sentence. You have to keep track of which way you're going, this way and this way. It goes back, it's arguing, I hint and a hair, I get dizzy reading the sentence. So let's read it together and see if I have a shot to see if some of you think I'm right. If you have a different shot, I'll be happy to accept. Va'od. Okay, everyone see va'od? Vadai, the hosom, v'cholu, the akati, lochal, le simcha, the chupa, shemei tovis. Okay, clear. Father died. And the chuppah hasn't started yet. Look at this next line. V'lo osi esi diyachid tahashta v'dochi esi d'me'ikara. Let's not look at the bottom. Let's go straight. We don't much of what means what so far. Now here's the tricky part. V'im toma shechala alav simcha kshechnisu l'chuppah homei merkomar or karminon da'afilu b'shabes osu b'tashmash amita katana kama. What is he drawing? What is he saying over here? What is he saying? What's he saying? This is what I think he means. Earlier the Rambam passed like the Tanakhama, that Tashmish is altered by an Onan Bishab. So the Rambam in this last means blind is as follows. So, here. Lo osi esi diyochi, the hashta, from the bottom footnote of Rabbi Shavel, he says as follows. Lo osi avelos diyochi, Esed Yachad, which is Avel, on Esed Demikara, which is Simcha. I was on exactly the reverse. That's how I learned. I learned, Akati Lochal is Simcha, the Chubuk Shemesh of it. Lo'osi Esed Yachad, which means Simcha's Kupa, this private person, the Ashta, V'dochi Esed Demikara, of the Avelos, which began earlier. Again, I'm a Shitati. Rabat made Shitati that Avelos, the Raisa begins already when? Begins already Bishat Misa. So the Avelos already be the rice that began. And the Gemara in Yudal, that's, I guess, sort of Salah Gemara, talks about Yochid versus Rabim, but if it's Yochid versus Yochid, then whichever came first wins. And which came first? The Avelos came first. The person died, the relative died before the father died, before the chuppah took place. He wants to know how they matter anything. But he is. And if you'll say that somehow or other, he doesn't explain why, but somehow or other you'll argue that Simcha's Kupa has the ability to be chal, even though it came late in the game, after what? After the Avelah started. So what? So what, yes? We passed him before that Tanakama. Now, feel of the Shabbos, us the Tasha Shabbita Tanakama. So, how can I pass that Tanakama? But over here I have a case. We were saying that somehow the din of a chosin was effective upon him. That's matzah tashmish shamita. Why? Is it no worse than Shabbos Kodesh proper? Shabbos Kodesh, we pass my Tanakhama, that he's also the tashmish shamita. That's what's bothering him. What is the answer? Ha'ilo kashamidi? No! There is a kilusa over here. Until now, there was no kilusa whatsoever. Once he comes to the conclusion that there is a kilusa, but the kilusa is not here, it's not available, it's all kashas fall off. That's why I understand this hemship. So with all due respect, I think that the pshat is the opposite of Rabbi Shavel. I can't say it. In the Shiva and Sariya Lachamisa, I guess, like we saw the Russian, the Sephthomite cut. But what can I do? I learned the shot the other way around. someone has a proof one way or the other, please let me know. That's number one. Number two, look at this lashon here in the Ramban. Look at this lashon in the Ramban. The Ramban says, Oh, not here. I'm making a mistake. Reish Yud Gimel. I'm sorry, that was thinking. Please turn for a minute, those that are about, to Reish Yud Gimel. A couple of additional horrors. You've been there before. But this is it's like a gold mine. Every line here, there's a mamash, you can mine gold from every line. Look what he says over here. The Ramban says, Umipnei, the fifth line, page Reish Yud Gimel. Umipnei shutar b'kfuras ameis v'ein libo ba'avelus lomanu shiva v'shloshim ela mishas simas agol. He's saying that goal number right, that the chiyah d'raisa exists when? From shas misa, so why do you count shiva from the misa? Ein shutar b'kfuras ameis v'ein libo ba'avelus. The audience, second nekuda, let's discuss both of them. Each one is very, is a gold mine. The first one, the Chor, the right to what the Rav, the Chor of the Rav HaSeb Shat in Avelis, is being a key in Belay. The opening line, and we said this to this man last week, we spoke about the steer between Avelis and Yontos. So the Rav asked, what? You can find a way. How you know, there's no action which is going to come. You can find a way how to finesse it. You can find a way how to finesse it. You'll do this, you'll do this, you'll do this. You'll be able to somehow get Kiva Velas and Yontif, you can finesse it. He said, no. The real steer was in the lake. Because the Samach of the Chagecha is Simchas Alev. Yes. Simchas Alev is aroused by various actions. Meat, wine, fancy clothes. Whatever kind of things that the Maharaj is talking about, what arouses Simcha, but the toil, but through the Simcha Saleh, and in the heart, in the human heart, the Simcha Saleh of Yontif and the Avela Shebeleh, we just saw the word Leh here in the Ramban, are attached to the Tassi. That you can't have it though. The human heart is only that big. Can't hold Avela and Simcha together. If it's the action, you can finesse it, you can do this, you can dray a hoin on a hair, you find a way how to somehow get around the contradiction. This Ramban is a shtickle of riot to the Pshat, which I heard the Rav say, and this steer of the Avelis and Yontif. That's number one. Number two, the second Pshat is not 100% glass. Not 100% glass. I'll tell you why. It's not so. What is he saying? We can't count the Shiva before the Kavura. You know why? Because there's going to be matter certain things and then Tzarkos shall make. Right? So in that same, again, the previous page, Rashi's Beis, which we spent so much time on, he throws in, Lechora, that there matter certain things even after the Kfura. Remember we saw? Halafil Yachak Kfura, Megala Rosh, the Kfura Rabbim, and etc., etc. So there's certain things that matter before, and there's certain things that matter even after. So there's a difference between them. Lechora is only quantitative. There might be X number of things before and Y number of things after. But if it's only a quantitative distinction, it's hard to say that before the Kfura it can count for Shiva, and after the Kfura it can count for Shiva. It's a much more qualitative and fundamental distinction. You have to understand it in light of what he said in the previous page, that even after the Kfura, there's something, certain kinds of hetayot. That's the hour I'm making on this Ramban. Okay, Rabbi Sain? Good. Any questions? Good. Let us continue, Rabbi Sain. Now, in this page, Reishit Beis, we already pointed out before, I want to discuss it one more time, the Kal v'chomer. Someone came to me in Beis Medrash this morning to ask me this question. The Ramban has, I mentioned it before, I wanted to mention it again. Also, brechitza v'sicha, ka v'choma me'achilas basa v'shtiyas yayin. What does that mean? What does that mean? How can it be? That's the chor, then Hashem Moshe. No, l'chora. And even the Ramban himself said the next line, v'achila kol tzorko nami osterola, v'tzicha Hashem Moshe. Again, he fills himself with Cheerios. There's a box of Cheerios. That's not going to be a violation of Vilchot Avelis. Cheerios. You can't even call Tzorka. Zichas the question of Shami Yimashech. So what's that to do with Avelis proper? This is a serious problem. I don't really have a good answer. He denies Shami Yimashech? Okay. So then if the question will become, So if he denies Shani Mashiach, why the Chilak Otsar Konami Otsar Olav? Why? Avelis? Bosav Yayin, I can understand. We spoke about the other Shita, at Bosav Yayin, Erev Tishabov. Oh, he's like Erev Tishabov, they only have Mamati of Shnei Tavshilin. Oh, so the New York Times Upshat, that the Ramban is going to say that Achilas called Tzachav is a violation of Hilchot Avelis proper. As we find that Bosav Yayin is also the Masekas, and Shnei Tavshilin is also the Sidon Masekas. But you shouldn't need too much. That's when they have to emerge. It's a little unusual. That's the Chora seems to be pshat over here in this Ramban, which is a Chiddush. I wouldn't say. Right. No, I asked the Kasha. If Basra and Shami Yimashek, what are you bringing me? I got right from Rechit to Vesicha. It's all Shami Yimashek. So it doesn't do it Avelis, the Chora. He's talking about Avelis. No, unless the whole thing is only Shami Yimashek. The Vayan Ogre, the Mitzvah Avelis, only Shami Yimashek, he means. Is that what he means? I don't know. You can say that, you can go one way or the other. I don't know. Look in the Lashon. Not 100% clear. Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure. Fine. I found something interesting in the Sefer Divrei Sofrim, which I want to share with you. I don't subscribe necessarily to what he said. I heard the Gevaldik Sefer. I shouldn't mistake what I'm saying. Meirdik. 99% is right. But it's such a big Sefer that if you argue with 1%, there's a lot to argue with. I'm sure that what I write is less than 99% correct. So I'm here talking about the greatness of the Mechaber, not Chalila, about any inadequacy. But, you know, people have rights to their own opinions in certain matters. Oh, in the Emek Dover here, in Simon Shin Mem Aleph, Sifkotten Tof Gimel. Okay. Towards the end. Tof Gimel. What happened over here? The Mechaber said, Your Osir, what did he say in Aninus? Goldman, you're in Aninus, what did he say? You know, Eina Cholot Minel Vesandel, Eina Chayim Atimus Arol, Shukri Yatamita, the Machloek is a post, and the Rosh Hashukh, and some say, if it's the Tshuva, is it the Ramah or the Ramban? Well, we don't know for sure. Says the Ramah, the Yesh Omen, the Osir, the Rechitza, Sikha, Simcha, Shel HaShalom, with the Sporos and Melocha. Six. Is that six? Rechitza, Sikha, Simcha, Shel HaShalom, the Sporos and Melocha. Six. Six Yisroim exist. Okay? I'm a mutter lots of me Pesach Beisa. Okay? But there are other things that aren't even mentioned over here. They're not here. Not found in Farish. So the Kivega back in Sif Aleph says, you know, there are more mentioned six examples, but I'm adding something. What am I adding? I'm adding Talmud Torah. He says, "We call them us the Divrei Torah, Ladasi Hashavim Sif Hey." Okay, finished. Us the Divrei Torah. That before the person is buried, the relative is buried, you know how to sit and learn. Either Amor didn't mention it. He didn't mention it. Up to Kirukla, and he mentioned all of the 11. Yeah, but the Divrei Torah is included. We know there are three exceptions. They're not Nitzodin. He mentioned 60 Surim. Three exceptions. They left out two things, right? There are a total of 11 things. No, so what are we missing over here, no? We're missing Talmud Torah, I think we're also missing Kibbutz, no? Am I correct? You look at the 11. Three Amotah. Six are also. Pesach Beis is not one of the 11. We'll discuss that, of course, later. So three and six is nine, and a total of 11. There must be two missing. So I think the two missing are Talmud Torah and Kibbutz, okay? Let's discuss Talmud Torah first. There are the Kibbutz, and it's also. Awesome. Shine. Awesome. There's the Nuh. Says the Divrei Sofrim that it's Asur, and he says the Magen Avraham said it's Asur. It's the Tavkuf Mem Chesed Katan Chesed. I think it was on the Maamar Kamos, and there he asks it even on Yontif. Kavachomer b'chol. Fine. Zok the Emek Davar, but Asur b'chol for two reasons. One is Simcha, and two Shemi Yemoshech. Here's going on such a big matzvit. He opens up a Gemara, 6 hours later you'll see him, he hasn't moved from the spot, his mom is sweating, bringing up Shad and Shvera Tosfos. You don't have to take care of Tzorach Ames. So on Shabbos it's also only because of Simcha, and on Cholos also for two reasons, he says. One because of Simcha, and one because of Shema Yimoshech. Not Kamina, he says, that the Shabbos mutaluva b'dvorim ha-mutarim lovel, b'dvorim ha-royim, ha-ma b'chol osur gam b'zeh. He wants to asur learning Dvar Maror for an Onim. I don't believe it for a split second. And he goes further than that and says, Umehaitaima Nirapashit Sha'atu Likra Besifre Chol Itonim V'chayotibo. I don't believe that either. Unless there are certain Itonim which are also all the time. So yeah. But an Iton which is Mutter, you know, I guess what the Yosef, right? Yosef, right? That Iton is what happened with Mutter. What happened to Shem? Well, he knows when he opens the Yosef, until he finishes the last advertisement, he won't move. So he said he shouldn't open it because he can't tear himself away. He's so enamored of everything that goes on there. So then he can, or Sifrei Chol. Right? Sifrei Chol, it's like, I don't know, a book. So, I don't know, the World War II by Winston Churchill. A kosher book, 600 pages. And he won't put it down until he finishes. So he shouldn't do that if he's in Aninus because he just goes to blow the Torah Kermes to be out of commission for 10 hours if he reads through it quickly. So then he can't do it. I agree, I'm asking to that. But if he picks up a book, won't just read a page and put it down. And a paper takes a second. So how can you say that's altered completely? I don't accept that. I don't think it's correct. And the same with Dvar Maroyim. What do you think? You go into a base on owner. What do you think they're doing if they're doing the right thing? What they're doing? They're learning the Gesher Achaim. They're learning the Yisodei Smachas or the art scroll. So according to him, you ever seen an art scroll? What's an art scroll there? How many pages is that? Big, fat book. 700 pages. See, right? What is that? Oh, I'm sorry. 485. So the guy, if he can't put down the art scroll, he's in trouble. But we assume he'll be able to put it down. He's an art for learning art scroll. So he can't learn the Velas and Aninas. That's ridiculous. How can he say such a thing? I don't agree. Yeah, they'll say, it's time now to come quick and make a phone call about it. Sorry, I've been with the art scroll. I'm a shooter. So that's certainly wrong. But you can't ask it completely when there's a lull and a break in the action. I think what he should be doing is learning the art scroll. Or whatever he's learning. The shach. Whatever he knows how to learn. Okay, nearly. More than that, he writes over here in the end of the Divrei Sof, end of Cotton, Pei Dalet. Look what he writes, an interesting lashon over here. He writes like this. He writes, Yesh Mekomos, Shenogu Demisha Meitho Aveim, Yema Ben Baruyun, the Talmud Chacham. Dorish for Rabin Bo the owner in the fall of Avimo. The Eila Ara Aminik, Kiesh Nachas La Nefesh Hameis Shibino Dorish. You get an impression from this expression that really it's Osir. Really shouldn't be doing it. But, you know, the Minik, we're not going to be Mahara because afterwards there's an upside of Nachas Ruch. What's he saying? Not only is it not Osir, it's a mitzvah rabba. It's a mitzvah rabba for a child with the ability to be master with a father or a mother to do it. What are you worried about? He's going to say, Talmud Torah? No, it's Talmud Torah, the Kavanah Meis. It's all the Yisrael Kavod Hashem Meis. He's going to say a pasuk, my father was a tzaddik. And it says, oh, it's a rule of tzaddik. Well, Yisrael has said, oi, 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 Talmud Torah, oi, oi, oi. What do you mean? This is after Kavod Hashem Meis. And the Darsh, my father was a tzaddik, and Yisrael Leif. That's after the ultimate Kavod Hashem Meis. You can't say that as also. I can't understand where he's coming from. You'll say, it's Simcha, Talmud Torah, Simcha. No, it's like a kind of a Dvar Maroyim again. I don't see we have to come on to these kind of the Yevid-like statements. So Nigas Ayin is Mitzvah Chatzchilu. Oh, further than that. In the Emek Dovar, Os Tov Yud Gimel, something very interesting. Very interesting. He says that in the he quotes himself in the Bialacha that in Prague, the Tshuva Me'ava was the Talmud of Yudah. In Prague, the custom was when someone was in Aninus, he would take a shave. He stopped it. Took a shave. And Aninus. Either Amos says it's not allowed. Did it anyway. And he writes that the Nodav Yehuda and his Bezdin were not mocha. They were not mocha. He doesn't like it. How can you do it? So many poskim are answering it. So that even though Tosfos and the Rosh HaMegil, you have to be machmer. So I thought like this. That if the pshat in the Ramah was the Ramah going with the sheet of Avedah's Doraisa, and Avedah's Doraisa applies the first day even before the Kavua, what I call the Ramban and the Gaonim, then it's very difficult to be Mekel at all. After all, a Shara of a Doraisa. But I explained to you last week that I think the Ramah is against the Ramban. Ramah passed Avedah's the Rabbanon completely. Who do you knock before? But there are Rabbeinu Peres and Smak, these Balei HaTosfos although they hold Avelis as the Rabbanan, presumably, nonetheless they maintain it exists to some extent before the Kavura. Now we talk about that, the connection between Anidas and Avelis, the whole story. If that's the case, as a Rabbanan, then there's more grounds to be made of Makom HaTorah. So I tell people, they really shouldn't do it, but if Makom Torah, God on the old, there's grounds to be made, they don't have to be more firm in Riverdale than they were in Prague, and maybe they should be, but I tell them they shouldn't do it, but B'Shas HaTzchak, there are Rishonim who are Mekel in these Shalas before the what, she just touches the Rosh, and you know, we B'nai Ashkenaz often follow these Rishonim, yes. that would be the rough to talk in everyone's case, who was the person, what's the circumstance, that's I can't give generalities on that, but to know who you're dealing with. Right? You want to tell them to do it, the thing you're doing it for Easter, so that, if you're going to do it anyway, you have to know the circumstance. Every case is different, really. You can't generalize in this manner. Your Amo also left out Easter of Kibbutz, I told you. Left it out. Some say that Kibbutz is Mutter. Left it out for a reason. And with this, the Miyashiv, an interesting thing. We'll be discussing Mr. Shem next week in the context of Avelis and the 9 days. Well, next week already starts for 9 days. What about the idea not only of washing clothes, now to wear freshly washed clothes? In fact, our kasha like this. It's a custom in many places. Someone, the minimum is not like that, you don't rip kriya until later on, until the Levite. So somebody's wearing, I don't know, a suit. It's a very nice suit, or a shirt, a very nice shirt. He has an old suit, an old shirt. You know, it's not so nice. It's an old style, it's going out of style. He'd rather rip that one. Somebody should rip this one in style. The problem is, the one that he wants to rip was just came out of the cleaners. This was just washed. The minute he closed, you change it to the old shirt or jacket, and you rip it. Right there, how do you change the shirt and jacket? You're wearing clothes, freshly laundered clothing during Aninus. He wants the answer, no. Ramon never answered Kibbutz. Ramon only answered six. Thomas Torah, we assume, is included for whatever reason. Maybe one more than one. But the Kibbutz is permissible. That's what some Mepharshim suggest. It's interesting, because the Paul can talk about whether the Ramban mentioned Kibbutz or not. The Ramban, did he mention it, or didn't he mention it? It goes to a discussion. Well, let's take a look and see. Did he mention it, or didn't he mention it? The famous Ramban on page Reish Yud Beis, at the beginning, that you don't find the word, a word about the Kibbutz. It's not found at the beginning. The problem is, at the end, he does mention it. Tichbos is a disparage of Simcha. He does mention it. So some Achronim didn't look so far to the end. Look at the beginning. At the beginning, he only asked this. What did he ask? He did a Simcha. But didn't mention Tichbos. At the end, however, he did mention it. It's hard, therefore, to say that it really should be. But probably it's going to be Usr. If it's Usr, so why could she change a jacket or a shirt to do Kriya? So they give a different territory. He gives a different difference. You're not putting on the shirt for Hanoah. You throw on the garment, you're going to rip it. You're going to rip the jacket. It's not it's not included in the Yisra the Chazal imposed. Oh, maybe even the Raisa quote the sum, I don't know. That to put on freshly born the garments. It's just, he's going to rip the garment. He wants to rip an old one. It shouldn't be costly. It's not to the Shara of Baltashis by Kriya. It doesn't look tomorrow. You rip more than you have to with Baltashis. So therefore, he wants to do what's right. And it's not considered working for the sake of Hanoh. Well, if, however, there are more really meant to be master kibbutz, the question, of course, becomes why? If so, why so? He asks, Rechitza, Sicha, Simcha, Shel, Shalom, Sparas, Dechbot, and Melacha. Why is, how is kibbutz different than all these other Yisurim? So he suggests, it's Chutz Migufo. In other words, Rechitza, Sicha, Simcha, Sparas, it's all his mamash of it into his own body, whereas kibbutz is not. He wants to suggest, that's why he suggests you don't need Kfiyas Hamitza. Ramban never explained why. He never explained why. Remember, then someone asked me this kasha last week. At the beginning, he said they were matter three things. What three? Remember the three? Enacholos Mino, the sandal, and a matter of Harosh too, and a chayb Kfiyas Mitosa. And he explained, Ve'elu Bikilu, Vimbosa Lahachem Bechalitza Sandal Mino, Vatifas Harosh. So someone asked me, Gaval, what happened to Kriya Sanita? He started with three and then number two. So he wants to suggest it's very soft because well that's because it's chutz l'gufa. That's a chiddush. We assume that this was also kiruch, we didn't bother mentioning all three. And the reason for the circle is you have to overturn all the beds. The Gemara says in Kitab Chav Zayin, all the beds I have to see the Gemara. And the Niri there says you have to start Mincha Ketanah. It takes so long, 2.5 hours to turn over all the beds again. It's a long process. That's the Pasha. So that's what he said. What about leaving the house? Ramos Matzah B'Feirish to leave the house. Matzah B'Feirish. Oh, the Divrei Sofer quotes the Smak. Why? Kitzorech lechazer achatzorchei hamek. You have to leave the house to take care of the needs of the mates. To the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he quotes, to go out of the house for another reason would be prohibited. Prohibited. So the heterim are only where it's needed. No, I'll go back to the others. Now, to put on a shoe, is that mutter also only when it's needed, or is that mutter completely? What do you say? If the Kitzur is right, Pashtun. That to leave the house is only mutter for the tzorach hameis. So one could argue to put on a shoe is also mutter only tzorach hameis. So the Derech HaChaim says no. You're allowed to wear a shoe even if you don't need it. The tzatzik b'kura. How can it be? So the Divrei Sofer says, you know, they say the Torah the Chofetz Chaim had a special suit for the Mashiach right by his bed. He can jump out in a second and greet the Mashiach. You know what I'm saying? Hit two. You have to be always wearing shoes because you have to know when you never know when you have to leave. I know in my house my kids were young. It was going without shoes. I said, okay, do me a favor, go do this, run to the door. So it takes 3 minutes to go to the mitzvah. I said, you should always be wearing your shoes. You never have to go out and do it, do some kind of a mitzvah. So here too, you have to wear shoes even though, you forgot already, even though right now, he's not doing anything, you have to be on alert. You also have to be on alert. You have to be wearing the shoes. That's how he did it. Someone wants them shot in the Derech HaChayim. One could say perhaps a slightly different twist. If you look in the Rabbeinu Peretz quote about the tour, he says, he's also the call chutz mi sandal. You get an impression from Rabbeinu Peretz that they would never go with him on sandal. They would never go with him, period. And I wanted to suggest that the Ramban, who also veilus is d'oraisa, has to be matzah b'tzimtzum. Only in the actual cases where it's a tzorach yameis. Rabbeinu Peretz told the Rabbanon, hey mamru, since you have to wear shoes very frequently, to take care of Tzorach HaMeis, they eliminated it completely from the Xeris Avelus. Perhaps. It's interesting. The Rabbeinu Peretz, it's quoted by Agos Maimon, Perek Dalas, the cousin Gimel, also quotes Yitzhak Ibezo. The Tzur left it out. Why the Tzur leave it out? The Pasha is because it's not one of the 11 Yitzhak Avelus. Look at the Chafalim, it's not there. That's why I left it out. And Rabbeinu Peretz put it in, the Tzur left it out. My asking for all this thing, Nadia Zaiti, Bizman Azeh is a serious question. And I'll end with this. Bizman Azeh, look, what's today's date? It's Chav Tammuz. So Mitzvah Hashem, should have a Gula Shlema, we don't have to worry about this. But it's Chas V'Sholom Nat, on the 9th of Av, which is in less than 3 weeks from now, we are not allowed to wear shoes. So are there people going to be walking around this place with stocking feet? Not too many people. Most are going to wear what we call sneakers. Not the new modern ones of leather, the old style sneakers made from canvas. So I answer your question. What rights do you, and you can do very well with these sneakers. When I was your age, you could have all these sneakers. Before Nike and the Kool-Aid, there were all these sneakers. So what right have to wear leather shoes? What do you mean? It's going to have to put on the Yom Kippur shoes and sneakers, the Tishma sneakers. You can go out in the street. What's the heter? I thought according to Rabban there is no head. So according to Rabban you have to put on these sneakers. According to Rabban Peretz, we could perhaps suggest that they never ushered Nal at all in Logodru. And if, even though nowadays you have an option of wearing canvas sneakers, there's no need to do so. We'll stop here, Mishnah, tomorrow. We'll continue with these in the office. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Where are they?